Pleasant. No vitriolic stuff, no antagonistic stuff, no bitter stuff. Two or three little low blows below the belt every now and then. When you'd meet him the same way, why, he would get back to the normal level. He made clear they didn't want any confrontation in the United States, didn't want to fight us, didn't want to go to war, but on the Middle East, just one simple instruction. Looked like he couldn't move one inch away from it on anything. It must be complete, absolute, immediate withdrawal of troops, period, nothing else with it. That was going to be the resolution. They could pass that in the General Assembly. They wanted us to support it there and in the Security Council, and nothing else. And that unless and until that would be done, there's going to be a big, great war, and those people will be fighting for 10 years, and that they would have to support the Arab nations, and that he couldn't understand why we'd want to support the Jews, 3 million people, and 100 million Arabs. And I told him that numbers did not determine what was right. We tried to do what was right, regardless of the numbers, and we felt like that we'd have to take in maritime passage, and we'd have to consider where they were before they closed the Gulf, and if they were going to go back to where the armistice line, were they going to have to go back to the Gulf of Aqaba as it was. He said, well, that'd have to be done later and take 2 or 3 years to work out all these other things. Wouldn't give an inch on that. And I would say that in fairness, as a teacher, I would grade him about a B+ on discussions on arms, that is offensive, defensive missiles, the ABM. He made one or two passes that I don't want to discuss with anyone but you, but he said that I want you to know that if you do not deliver Israel here and on this resolution, withdrawal, and you cannot pull these fighters back like you do two boxing men in the ranch and separate the combatants, you pull them back to where they were before this war started, then I want you to know there's going to be a big war and there's going to be a great war and it's coming soon. And I said, well, now, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, I hope that there's not going to be. And he said, if they'll fight with their fists and they'll fight with arms. And I said, now, if you're saying that the Israelis and the Arabs are going to have some further difficulties, I hope they don't. I'm going to do everything I can to keep them from fighting. I hope you do everything you can to keep them from fighting. But if you're saying that it goes beyond that area and others will be fighting, then you're speaking very serious business. It's something that concerns me greatly. And I think it should concern you. And he backed away from it and said, well, I said that they would be fighting out there. And I said, well, I'll do all I can to keep them from fighting. Hope you do too. He made another pass this afternoon along the same line, and I met him the same way, and he backed off from it again.
As I study this problem, there's two in the Mideast, two problems that have got to be settled before there's ever going to be any, even a modus operandi there in the Mideast. And one of them is these water, and the other one is these refugees. Now, they can be tied up, it seems to me, if we could set up a scheme of a corporation, world corporation, something like they started out with the Suez Canal or this atomic thing in Vienna. And suppose we, our government, bought 51% of the stock, and then we built in succession three great big salt purification plants on the there in the Levant, the Eastern Mediterranean, and we have to sell the stock to bankers all around the world and so on, and make the water problem there. I mean a water solution. Make it so attractive that both sides would almost be compelled by their people to take it. For example, I've been talking to some of these AEC people, or old scientific people. They say that without too expensive a thing, that you could put 500 million up to a billion gallons a day. And water much of Israel, Jordan, east, Egypt, east of the Suez, and some of Syria probably. Well, now, if You see, we had that old Jordan River thing. It could do something.
I broached that to him this afternoon. I didn't get any comment. I told him that our people had talked to me about it just before the meeting.
Yep.
He said, well, I just want to say this. I don't think we can talk about anything else to get the troops withdrawn. Said, we're referees in a fight, and you got to get your man with the nape of the neck, and I got to get our man with the nape of the neck. You got to separate them and put them back in their corner. Said, then we can talk about other things.
Well, what they have to be about their man, though, they have to pick him up and revive him. That's different.